The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today, but I have Eric Woodstrom of Five Star Bank is with me. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
Well, I'm fine. Well, you know, I've got you here from 7 to 9 today because we got a lot of things happening today. A lot of things, including Congressman LaMalfa.
Fantastic.
Will be calling in today. And, of course, Savannah. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
It's Friday. Savannah's here.
I'm here.
What's the weather look like, Savannah?
Well, currently is 43 degrees. Going to get up to a high of 78 and a low of 51. Saturday is going to be a high of 70 and a low of 46. And Sunday's going to be a mostly sunny, high of 62 and a low of 43.
Ooh, and it's getting starting to cool off there, huh?
And I notice I do that thing with my voice.
What, low?
I can't help it. I can't say low without low.
Low. You know, when you say hello, I always know it's Savannah. You know, you can say hello. No, it's okay. It's great. But something else that's great. Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are positive this morning after economic data out of China shows manufacturing is going up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 84 points at 15,641. The S&P 500 is positive 6 points at 1762. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 15 points at 3,935. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Barrick Gold down $1.14 at 18 and a quarter, AIG down $3.06 trading at 48.59, Bank of America up a nickel at $14.02. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo positive 45 cents at 84.54, Pacific Gas and Electric up 56 cents at 42.41, AT&T up a quarter at 36.47. Turning to the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.58%. For commodities, gold is down $9 an ounce at $1,313, silver off fractionally at 21, crude oil down a dollar, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561 because, you know, they're taking a look at investments. They're taking a look at what Wall Street's doing. And Wall Street is on a current bounce, but you can never tell when that bounce will end.
Might drop.
And we're going to talk, you know, Eric Woodson was with us today from Five Star Bank. We're going to probably talk about that a little bit. Today we've got have our pet of the week, which we're at 100% for getting adopted. Then we're going to, at 8 o'clock, we've got Congressman Doug LaMalfa in. And the Congressman, of course, has been in the paper lately on a number of things. And we're going to be talking about the Obamacare, latest on the Obamacare, rollout or circus. And a couple other things have been up lately. The economy, Benghazi, and a few other things. And let's see, what else today? And we're going to quiz our guest on, you know, local business and what we're doing here. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Eric Woodstrom.
Hi, folks. This is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired a fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient and formerly a resident of Reading. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. November the 1st, it's 43 degrees out there today. It's going to be a beautiful day. As usual, our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com in our chat room. Linda is on assignment, but Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank is here with me today. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And if it's Friday, it's got to be Spencer and the Haven Humane Pet of the Week.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you have there?
This morning I brought Brogan with me. Brogan is a little over 2 year old Chihuahua Pomeranian mix. Uh-huh. And I brought him with me because he's my personal favorite that we have at the shelter.
Well, Brogan is just licking you, so it's kind of cute.
Me and him, we've just bonded. He's my little buddy. If my wife would let me have another dog, this would be the one.
Brogan he is, I tell you what, he's a cutie. What kind of dog is he?
He's a Chihuahua Pomeranian mix.
Wow.
Little over 2 years old, and you know, he's just a great dog. When he first came into our shelter, he came in as a stray, and he was so nervous that he was rated for adults only, which is about the highest level that we go there.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with him for about 2 weeks, taking him out of his kennel and just, you know, showing him some love. And he came around so much, he's now rated for kids 8 and older. It was like night and day difference with this little guy.
Well, he's very bright looking. He's very intelligent looking. And, I mean, his dogs go.
He is. He's a very active boy. So we are going to ask whoever does decide to adopt, and we want them to be aware that he is going to be very energetic. He's going to need someone that's going to be active.
He's going to play with
him. You know, yep. Take him out for walks and stuff, because he's not the type of dog that you can just leave at home all day and expect him to be okay. He's going to need some human interaction quite a bit.
But he's well-behaved, too.
He is very well-behaved. He knows all of his basic obedience. He knows sit, down. He does this little dance thing if you have a treat in your hand. and he walks
so
straight on
I.
a leash.
So do I. I can do this little dance. Okay. Depends what the treat is. Okay. Now, how do we get Brogan? And by the way, Brogan just leaped up into your lap here on one of the stools. So, I mean, he's athletic, too.
He is. It's actually quite funny. You can be standing up, and you can call him, and he'll jump up high enough for you to grab him. Wow. So you don't even have to bend over to pick him up.
Well, I tell you what, this type of dog, the half Pomeranian and the half Chihuahua, his ears stick up, and he's a brown, light tan in color, and trained in a very, very nice appearing dog.
Don't forget his cute little curled tail.
And his curled tail.
His cute little curled tail.
He's about as big as he's going to get, isn't he?
He is full grown, and I'd say he's about 10 pounds.
Perfect.
So great size of a little dog.
Yep. Easy to have.
And fit well up there at the Benton Dog Parks with all the other little dogs.
Yeah, because he does do great with other dogs and with cats.
Is that where Elk Killer goes?
That's where Elk Killer goes, and Swaggers.
And
Swaggers
holds his own. Holds his own, yep.
Phone number again?
Is 241-1653, or they could always swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road.
Great. 100% still, right?
Yes, we are.
Grumpy Whiskers or,
It was, Grumpy Gills.
Grumpy Gills?
Was adopted the same day.
The same day. I tell you what, this cat looked like, it looked like that cat would come up and go, I'm gonna beat you up. It'd sit out there and go, here.
He
said, yeah.
Come
here,
on.
Here, doggy. Here, doggy, doggy.
Here,
doggy, doggy, doggy. But it was, in fact, I thought Savannah was gonna take the cat that day. You liked Grumpy Gills?
Yeah, I thought he had a cute face.
You did? Well, let's see. But she likes people. She believes in, she still believes in the goodness of everybody.
Oh, I do, I think.
Okay. All right. Hey, okay. Haven Humane, ask for Brogan.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
All ready to go.
Okay.
Thanks,
we're going to take a quick break here and we'll be right back after these messages.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Hey! Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Redding Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. If you don't recognize that, Bed Out of Hell with Meatloaf from that album. It was a Grammy winning album. It is, how old is that? A couple years ago? Probably in the 70s? 80s? 80s maybe. Good morning, Carl Bott. I'm here with, Eric Wittstrom. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Carl.
He's my co-host today. Linda's on assignment. It's 43 degrees out there, November the 1st. October
is gone.
Is gone.
It's in the books.
It's in the books. So, article in the paper today, the small business loans are up.
No, that,
Is business up?
Business is up. We're busy as can be, and I think some of the other banks that have been on the sidelines through this and, you know, had kind of had a few bumps along the way, they're back and making some loans too, but business is up. Money's still relatively, cheap. Interest rates are low, and, we're seeing, you know, we're still seeing some good pockets of, growth. And I think, in fact, there's two businesses that closed, last night, that business sales that have closed to new owners and have some new capital in them. And we were involved in both of them.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, it is, you know, which means things are opening up. What happens if we stop buying the $18 billion a month? I mean, that's what, isn't that what the Fed's doing?
It's some big number.
I mean, it's like $18
billion. Yeah, buying their mortgage securities out there.
Well, isn't the big fear is that they're going to say, okay, this month we're going to slow this down. We're only going to buy.
Well, yeah, we had that. You know, we had Bernanke say that, 60, 90 days ago that, that based upon all the numbers that we're looking at, that we may begin starting to think about slowing. And that had some pretty pronounced effects on the market. If rates start going up, the stock market kind of went down a little bit. It was kind of unsettled for a while. And now with,
but they didn't do it though.
They didn't do it. And in fact, he
came back.
He had a new set of numbers and said, on second thought, maybe we better wait a little longer.
Now, how long can we keep doing that?
Well, we can't do it forever. And, it's kind of kicking the can down the road. I think the Fed in their ivory tower is looking at trying to time it perfectly, and you can never time it perfectly. I think that at some point they need to stop doing that and let the economy, and rates move where the market brings them.
Where they settle out a bit. Yeah. So right now it's false then.
Yeah, false is a pretty strong word. One of the main tasks of the Fed is to try and manage the interest rates and use that to manage growth in the economy. They've been doing it forever. So, using their tools to influence rates is nothing unusual. But the length and the breadth of what they're doing is what's unusual. They've been doing it for years now and on a huge scale, more than they have in the past. And so it does need to stop sooner or later. Let rates, drift up a little bit. Get to more of a...
Let the money get tighter.
Yeah, money.
Now inflation will go up.
Inflation will go up, and I think that's, in one respect, controlled inflation is healthy. It'll help, it'll help build capital and develop jobs and have more money available for, investment into the future. Now, if we get to back where, like, we were in the late 70s and early 80s where we had hyperinflation and just some craziness, we'll have a problem.
20% interest on loans, to buy a house and all these things. I mean, it was really, really, really weird back then.
Yep.
But it's amazing, that you use the word false when you're talking about this administration. and the segue to that in, of course, is the 16 words that, Bush said, when he used the terms, we've won. You're talking about the war in Iraq, right at the beginning. Ha, 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 ha. But there's other words that people have used in their past. But the words that President Obama used, if you like your health care plan, then you're going to be able to keep it. And then there's some more words after that, it was period. Keep it.
Period.
Something
keep
like it. That. It doesn't look like that's happening.
Well, it certainly hasn't. It certainly isn't happening for a small business person that has their own, a small group plan or individual plans.
It's just killing them.
Yeah.
Out there.
What their future health care is going to be materially different than it is today.
And unfortunately, they knew that back in 2010.
Sure they did.
And anybody really would have known it if you went back and read into the program, because what Sebelius said the other day was, those plans don't meet the government requirements. Here's some of the government requirements. I just got this yesterday from somebody that is in the insurance, game, and is an expert in it, and currently they're tearing their hair out because things continue to change daily. But on the essential health benefits included in the overall plans in Obamacare, this is everybody has to have it. Preventive care. Okay.
All right. That sounds healthy.
Maternity. Do you need maternity in your family?
No.
No. How about mental health and substance abuse? Nope. How about ambulatory? Maybe.
Maybe.
Emergency?
Yep.
Hospitalization? Prescriptions? Rehab services? Lab services? How about pediatric dental and vision care?
Well, no.
No. Okay. No. See, this is the thing that people are running into, and I'm starting to see more and more of this, is that these are things that you're forced to take. It's like bundling. And you're better. I tell you what, Eric, you're much more adept on this side. This is kind of like bundling
everybody in the same box. And like, everybody isn't the same. Everybody's needs aren't the same. And, you know, even though the current system or the previous system had warts, there's no doubt about it. It wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
You know, over time, there was health care available for just about everybody.
Everybody.
Really there is everybody.
Yes. It was everybody.
Yep. Nobody was ignored unless they had some fault of their own in there.
That was it. And now, to me, this type of package is like, I use it like with cable TV where they bundle. Or, you know, no matter what it is.
407 channels and there's 7 of them that you like.
Yeah. 407 channels. I have to take them. I do not have a choice because that's not the ones I would take. And, this is the same thing with this.
But if it was only $39.99 a month, you wouldn't worry about it.
If it was $39.99 a month, you wouldn't, but it's not.
But it's not. That the challenge is that for those that have to make a change, we're fortunate at the bank that we've got a group plan that we've renewed and are staying with next year.
And so you all are grandfathered under it?
Our plan is a qualifying plan.
Okay.
And so we won't have any change next year. Based upon what's happening in the market in future years, there may be premium changes and different things like that. But next year, we're okay. But for those that don't have that are, you know, and it's mostly the small business person, you know, laying another pile on the small business person.
Well, taxes are going up in the small businesses. It's going up significantly for Obamacare on small businesses.
Yep. That, you know, their health care requirements and their health care costs are going to likely go up for the business owner. And the unknown is, what do they get?
Well, and if the business costs are going up, how would you hire those next people? Well, say you're at that.
You'd hire them later than you would otherwise.
Well, what if you're at that 40?
Or you wouldn't buy that machine. Or
yes.
You wouldn't, expand into that next county. Or
you wouldn't hire those another 8 people that pushes you over the 50?
Right. We've talked about this through the years, that, you know, this uncertainty in the economy, and, you know, right now the big uncertainty is what's the impact of Obamacare? Because really, it hasn't been implemented yet. And we really don't know what it is, but we're hearing symptoms of, you know, people trying to get signed on and getting canceled and different things like that. And so, you know, but the uncertainty stifles innovation and stifles making business decisions because they just don't know. And we've had that now for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years as we've gone through this economic downturn and backup and, you know, not certain what the government is, what decisions they're going to make that have impact on us.
I think that's their main trepidation. We don't know what this government is going to do.
We need certainty.
Because we don't have a plan.
We need
leadership.
We need
somebody to step up and take control.
Call people names and blame and yada da da da. Step above that.
Whatever you have to do
at home when there's a couple, when there's a son and a daughter arguing and they're both probably wrong and right, and we just, you know, you have to kind of step back and say, let's solve this.
Yeah. Well, right now, the Obama approval rating has plummeted. It's the lowest he's ever had at 42%. Only 2 presidents have had lower in this time of the presidency. One was Richard Nixon, and this was during Watergate.
Yeah.
And the other one was Johnson during Vietnam.
Sure.
Now, however, his 42% is somewhat ahead of Congress, who's had an 8% approval rating.
Yeah. And both those approval ratings seem to be pretty well deserved.
I think that both sides, but I think Mr. Obama needs to step up and take charge.
He's the leader. You know,
he's the leader.
Congress has always had 2 sides, and there's always been some give and take and argument and, you know, desire to reach consensus. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But at the leadership level, you have to step above that and be a leader.
That's right. Okay. We'll end on that one.
Did I say that okay?
We're going to take, no, that's perfect. At some point, you know what? You're the president of the United States of America, the most powerful
militarily.
Engine, yeah, the most powerful engine on earth here. Yeah. Yep. Militarily, economically, and you've got to take charge. And I don't think people believe that that's happening. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Eric Wittstrom, take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media, UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. Never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all the deer hunters we have the 2 to 5 gallon propane bottles ready to go. With winter just around the corner, keep those kerosene tanks on the top side. Our delivery drivers are out everywhere. If you see one of them in your neighborhood and you need fuel, give us a call right away. Maybe we can top you off. If you're thinking of upgrading to a new heater, give Johnny a call. And remember, we do take trade-ins. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for CFN, fleet-wide, fuel-man card lock needs. If you've been looking at the lawnmower and the weed eater like you're going to lock them in the tool shed, be sure to fill them up with ethanol-free 93 before you do. It'll save you a lot of grief come spring. Northern Lights Energy for ranchers, farmers, construction and loggers, and just regular folks. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. I have with me Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. Here is my co-host, and he's been on several times before. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, it's 43 degrees out there, my friends. You know, you want that coffee, you want it at a great price. From the baristas there, and veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And the finest walk-in humidor next door in the state. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, my guest today from Jersey Mike's are Sarah and Bev Mills. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Bev, this one is, you're all our partners, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And with your daughter.
Right.
And how, and you started a, it's a sub shop, Jersey Mike's. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It started in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. It's East Coast style subs. It's new to California, like roughly 6 years, and we're hoping that it's going to go well.
Well, now you've been open now for about what?
A little over a month.
Yeah, because we went to the grand opening there, and it was. And you're down there. Your location is next to Trader Joe's in that area right there. So that's a pretty good shopping center to be in, I would think. With was it Dick's Sporting Goods?
Dick's Sporting Goods,
Kohl's, all those. Yeah,
AT&T store.
Yeah, all those places that are down there. Yeah, that's a great place. That's probably Savannah probably hangs out down there. So tell us about how did you get into Jersey Mike's, and why open up another place here? I mean, our economy is not the best, as we know, but you obviously had confidence in your product and yourselves.
Well, we heard about the concept Jersey Mike's, and so we went down to San Diego to experience it. And we spent a day in the store and watched the operations and the quality of the product, and we're just basically blown away by the whole concept. And we've just felt it would be a wonderful fit for Reading. And I know the economy's tough, but we felt that that area of town didn't have a lot. I mean, there's a lot of food service on the other side of the mall and downtown, but there's not a lot on that side of the mall. And with Dick's coming in, it just seemed like that's the place to go.
I mean, they obviously any place that people are at.
Yes.
And they will be, the people will be coming in then. Sarah.
Yes.
You are the boss in Jersey Mike's. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, come back up. Yes.
Yes.
I am the boss. What do you like about it? What makes Jersey Mike's different?
The interaction with the customer. We try to get everybody's name. We try to, know their sandwich when they come in. We try to make it a great experience. We like to talk with the customer, give them a little about ourselves, find out about them.
You want that return customer,
yes,
obviously.
Yes.
What about, I know when I was down there for the grand opening, your food is just so good. But it's a little bit different than your average shop in what you're serving.
Yeah, it's East Coast style. So here on the West Coast, we're used to mayonnaise and mustard on our subs. And over there, they're used to the oil, vinegar, and the spices. So that's the way we highly recommend our subs. It's called Mike's Way. It's onions, lettuce, tomato, vinegar, oil, oregano, and salt. So. Ooh. It's the flavor combination.
A lot of good taste.
Yeah.
Good combos in there. Yep. The thing I really liked about when you all opened that your, percentage of, or was it everything that day, or was it a percentage, because you had cards that went to the
water? Homeward bound.
Yeah, bringing, for the veterans that are returning home to help them make that transition. And you all donated a large portion of that, or if not all of it, to the homeward bound people.
Yeah, we, handed out a bunch of cards and asked for a minimum dollar donation for Homeward Bound. We raised over $3,000 for them in that first week. Yeah, five days.
In 5 days.
Yeah.
No, I can't tell you, how much that's appreciated, because, y'all kind of put your, your food where your mouth is.
So right.
And that's a big part of Jersey Mike's, is the whole giving back to the community. And, right now we're sponsoring Wreaths Across America. It's a system-wide program. And we called up corporate and said, well, we want our money that we are,
raising
here to be specifically for the Igo Cemetery. And they said, done.
Done.
So every dollar that we are bringing in right here in Reading is going to go straight to the Igo Cemetery to put up wreaths for the veterans.
Kim Chamberlain is one of the prime movers on that. And and we will be talking about it a lot. Wreaths Across America puts a wreath on each one of the markers or the memorial markers there in Igo for every one of the veterans there. And it's a beautiful ceremony. A lot of people come out and they have all of the wreaths staged, and then people just go by and they pick up 5, 6, 7 wreaths, and you go and you place one in front of each one of the grave sites. It is absolutely beautiful. And the first year we did it, it snowed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got that, that wonderful photo of the red wreaths or the green wreaths with the red ribbons and the snow.
The white snow.
And it's just absolutely fabulous. And I really appreciate what y'all are doing there. Again, for our community, it's more than, I think that, and y'all have obviously broken the code on this earlier, it's more than just a sub place or a food place. It's a community.
Right.
Well, I can't, you know, that's really super. How many people do you have employed?
I started with 21 and we just hired 3 more. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if you're just expanding there. So, how many Jersey Mike's are, you say some are in San Diego? Do y'all have like the northern, division now?
There's over 750 either open or in construction in the United States. We are the fourth one to open in Northern California, so Santa Clara,
Mountain View, Danville, and then
and Redding.
And Redding
fits right in there.
Yeah, right.
Working your way north, huh?
And actually, we're going to work our way south.
Oh,
we've got a site in Chico.
Oh, good. Okay.
And so we're going to be developing that one next, okay. And then eventually we'll probably get one into Yuba City.
Yep.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right. We're here with Sarah and Bev Mills, who are here with Jersey Mike's, and they opened it up about a month ago. And you know, and the part that they're a community. I mean, they had a chance to when we started doing high school football. They jumped right at that and said, hey, you know what? This is our community. And they, I know, for sponsoring that, and we surely appreciate that. But what you've done, too, for the veterans. The first week raising, you know, that much money just in 5 days to help our Homeward Bound veterans. And then now, being sponsoring for the, Reads Across America. And that's just outstanding. We're going to take a quick break. Carl Bott, Eric Wistrom is with me, and we're with, Sarah and Bev Mills, Jersey Mike's. We'll be right back.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine Dish Net high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with Dish Net high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday. But right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We built this city on talk radio. Hey, It's 43 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Worst at Crackmaster can do, give you a guarantee that other shops can't. If he can't fix it, first of all, he won't even try. And he'll take a look at it and he'll be honest with you. But he can fix small chips and cracks up to over 24 inches in length. Go down and see him at 3208 Market Street in Redding or give him a call, 241-8373. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I have a 14-inch crack in my windshield, and he fixed it 4 or 5 years ago now, and you still can't see it. So he does great work. Give him a call. A veteran also. Our guests are Sarah and Bev Mills, who have Jersey Mikes. They're partners, but it's really Sarah is the boss, right?
She's got her hands on the wheel.
You are the boss. Okay, we talked about that. You know, starting a business here is not easy. And I mean, especially in the food industry, which is tough. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's easier starting with a chain? Is that the right word? A franchise, as opposed to a regular startup of something?
I'm not sure if it's any easier. It didn't seem like it really was, going through the city.
You're still going through the process.
Yeah. It's still got to go through all those plan checks and, The thing that really blew us away were the fees that we were, going to be
traffic mitigation fees.
And I think we talked about that. We talked about this a little bit, and we talked about it with you also. Eric Wittstrom here is my co-host from Five Star Bank for setting the bank up.
Yes.
You had fees that were just unbelievable.
That were piled on.
And did you feel that too?
They were talking $60,000 in fees. For a little sub shop in an established,
center. Yep.
And, luckily the landlord picked those up because there was just no way. I mean,
you were not going to spend the money to spend that extra money to get started in and to put in your business there because there's no way you're going to make that money up.
How can, you have to put it up front. I mean, you're already building. Right. You're already putting all the money in the equipment.
And the equipment and training and hiring.
And to take an extra $60,000. I mean, it's going to take, 4 or 5 years to get that back?
Isn't your first rodeo out here. I mean, this isn't like you just started here.
And the fees go to the benefit of the owner of the building. You're signing a lease. You're a tenant and a renter there. So,
Did you have to do, traffic fees?
Yeah. Well, yep. $40,000 was in the traffic fees and 20-something was in the sewer.
Well, the traffic, I mean, how much?
20.
The sewer that was already hooked up there.
It didn't have a grease trap.
So besides putting in the grease trap, it cost $20,000. This is not the reason I brought you all on, but I'm just loving this. Yeah. Because this year, my friends, City Council, there's going to be three spots there that people are running for. Mm-hmm. And if the one thing that whoever we have in there that's running – when they appear right here in front of me on this show, I'm going to ask them about fees.
And they did say, the guy was like embarrassed to even tell us what it was. He goes, I have no control over this. It's the city council.
Well, you know what? I'm just standing here in the guard tower. Okay. Maybe it's not as bad. All right. As that. But I've heard this from other people. I heard from a business where they were charged an astronomical amount of money for traffic. And they said, where'd you get this number from? And they got it out of a book.
A traffic survey book.
They had nothing to do with their business.
That was our experience.
I know. I wasn't going to say who that was.
But the crazy thing, and being a bank, the thing that just floored me was I asked the gentleman there who was great. He was very forthcoming with information. He said, I'll send you over the page from the book. And I said, that'd be great. And I looked at it and I called him back and I said, this survey is a survey of two. And he said, yeah, it's a survey of two banks and their high traffic volume was something like 110 people per hour. And so because of that, now you can do your own survey and show that you won't have that, which would cost us $15,000 or $20,000, or you can just pay the extra fee after the owner of a building had already paid permits and fees to have an office. But because we were a bank, we had to pay an extra fee.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't worry, we're going to finish up with Jersey Mike's here. But having you on it is great because you have opened up other businesses. You have dealt with cities before. This isn't like a big surprise to you, but it was kind of a big surprise in the sense of the amount of money in this. Well, for you, I know, is that they said, okay, you can pay, you know, this is kind of like, well, if you don't accept ours, you can pay $25,000 more, make your own survey. Instead, you go, oh, okay.
6 weeks, 8 weeks.
That they'll hold
appeals process.
And if they don't accept it, where you are, obviously the owner of the building, for you, Bev, already had a traffic survey in there at least once.
For the whole
well,
center.
And you've got Kohl's, and then you Kohl's, had Dick's who had to do one, and then you had AT&T who had to do one. I mean, are we all
Trader
paying
Joe's.
For the same amount? I mean,
and all the infrastructure's in.
Right.
Where's our money going?
I mean, all this parking spaces were in. I mean, there was no new parking spaces there.
So my question really was, is okay, if Dick's paid this fee, and Kohl's paid this fee, and Famous Dave's paid this fee, and we're paying this fee, how many times has it been paid?
Yeah. How many times does that light out there have to be paid for?
Well, here it is. It's like the toll roads, right? Oh, you're going to have to pay on the toll roads until they're paid for. Well, they're never paid for. And that's the thing but we've got this all built out here. Everybody knows how much traffic. Look, there's even a spot for everybody. Everything's marked. Why do I have to pay for another traffic survey? They're not going to change it. What they going to make you do is build another parking lot? No, you can't.
Yep. That's crazy.
It's extortion.
And so you're going to ask those council
candidates. Misty and Francie and Patrick and Rick. Rick's not running again, probably for good reasons.
Gary.
And Gary. This is called extortion. This is called not being friendly to business. This is called them not having a choice. Them not having a choice. And now for Brent and Kristen and Mike and Patrick and Francie. And see who else.
Is there more?
Yeah, there is. Dunkirk. And I think there's one more, but I can't mention his name yet because he hasn't made it official.
Okay.
Trust me, I'm going to be asking these questions to you. And I want you to explain to me exactly why businesses have to pay this exorbitant fees if they're already in a known parking lot. And by the way, we are going to have Kurt Sturman on here soon. I'll ask Kurt, too. I'll just ask them all.
Why not?
And Kurt's going to say, well, that's the law. And then you can get to the city council and say, let's change the law.
There you
Let's
go.
Take a break. I feel much better now. It's Friday.
All right.
Yeah, we can start our whole Friday all kind of clear and ready to go.
It's November 1st, but rejuvenated energy.
Okay, yes, it's November 1st. And then we come back. Let's finish up with Jersey Mike.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
We'll be right
Let's
back.
Talk
Carl
about sub sandwiches.
Eric Winstrom, Sarah and Bev Miles. Sarah's going, oh, God, here comes the health department. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction. One of our most popular programs is our 4-hour private group session. This class provides 4 hours of live fire instruction for up to 4 shooters for one low fee. After initial consultation, NFI will design a curriculum specific to your group's skill level, experience, and desired outcomes. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an auto repair shop, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Located 1 mile south of Highway 44 on Airport Road and Charland Drive, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop on by Miller Collision Center, again at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive in Reading.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabaugh. Linda's on assignment today. 7:55 in the morning, 43 degrees out there. My co-host today, of course, Eric Wittstrom of Five Star Bank. In this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and more. Mike Huber and his team out there do just an amazing job when it comes to granite. An amazing job on anything they do, from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture. And, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker that Mike builds. I tell you, this is, if you like to barbecue, this is the ultimate smoker. Made with granite, and he hand makes every one of them. I can't say enough about it. And I can't say enough about Mike. He is absolutely professional and trustworthy. Give him a call at 241-7866 or check out his website, Estate Granite and More. Our guests are Bev and Sarah Mills, and we've spent the last 10 minutes just letting me release all my aggressions before the weekend, which is good. Talking
good for
about
Linda.
Yeah, that's good for anybody around here today. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to go back to Jersey Mike's and talk about the fact that it's a brand new business. You have jumped into the community and your support of the community and
hired 24 people.
24 people. You are supporting our local high school football games. You donated your proceeds for Homeward Bound when you opened and raised, what, $3,000 in 5 days for the Homeward Bound in the first week y'all were open, which helps our veterans make that transition and their families make that transition from the military into civilian life. And then you are now going to be supporting Reads Across America, which is an important part of what we do here, not only on KCNR here, but in our community. But it's a big thing to us, too, so we appreciate that so much. But then you're reaching out even more into the community.
Yeah, when we finish up with Reads Across America, we want to reach out to each of the schools, each of the high schools, and do some donations and fundraising with them that they can then use those funds in whichever way they want. So we'll be working with that around, and in March it's the month of giving for Jersey Mike's, and then there's a day of giving in there. So, again, we're taking donations kind of all of the time and for different events.
And giving back.
And just giving back.
Giving back. That's one of the beauties of this community is that there's a lot of giving back.
There is.
Yep. Well, you know, and I think that you're absolutely right here is that even when things have gotten tight, and you see people that used to support 5, 6, or 7 events. Mm-hmm. They're down to like 3 or 4, but they're still supporting them. Back. And you see, it's not just the upper echelon of the wealthy. They're at all levels that are helping each other. And really big support for the veteran community, but for also for, people that are in need during this time. So we appreciate what you all do from Jersey Mike's.
Thank you.
I mean, we do. And we appreciate how you're part of the community here. And, so
when you're out shopping, starting your Christmas shopping, stop by Jersey Mike's up there next to Dick's Sporting Goods and Trader Joe's and check out the Eastern style. Of
the East
sandwiches.
Coast side.
East
Coast. It sounds pretty good, though, with all the things you have. And I tell you what it is, because we had sandwiches that day when we were in there, and it is absolutely fabulous. So, Sarah.
Try it Mike's way.
Try it Mike's way.
I like that. Try it Mike's way.
And then go in and see if Sarah's there and say hello.
Yes.
Say, hey, I want to talk to the boss. I appreciate what you're doing for our community.
No, it's good. Just the hiring of the people and putting a new business in, these are the positive steps that we're seeing in our community every day, and it's exciting.
That's right. And, you know, 24 people working during this time frame is great. We appreciate that. Okay. Sarah Mills, who is the general manager and one of the partners in Jersey Mike's, and her mother, Beth. And thank you so much for being here today and talking with us about, of course, about Jersey Mike's and community, but being very frank too on the, some of the things that happened to business owners. That's right.
Getting you fired up.
There you go.
Okay. We'll be right back after the news, and we've got Congressman Doug LaMoff is going to be calling in. So we've got a lot of questions for the Congressman. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Eric Wittstrom.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Sarah News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iraq's Prime Minister pays a visit to the White House today amid a surge in violent terrorist activity in his country.
There's no question that there has been an increase in violence, and the United States condemns, in the strongest possible terms, the recent terrorist attacks across Iraq.
Press Secretary Jay Carney says President Obama is expected to raise concerns about the growing violence in the Oval Office sit-down. U.S. factory activity expanded in October at the fastest pace in 2.5 years, suggesting businesses kept spending last month despite the partial government shutdown.
The Institute for Supply Management, a trade group of purchasing managers, says its manufacturing index rose in October to 56.4. That's up from 56.2 in September. A reading above 50 indicates growth.
This was the fifth straight gain for the index. A measure of new orders rose slightly while a gauge of production fell but remained at a high level. President Obama's promise that Americans who were happy with their health insurance could simply keep it was doomed from the start, according to Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. He tells the Salem Radio Network that the president knew he was making an empty promise at the time.
Despite the fact they knew that between 50 and 70% of people with individual policies would lose their policies, they kept saying that if you have coverage, you can keep it.
Rubio says that the president kept on making the promise through the long debate about the overhaul after it became law and directly to voters in the campaign of 2012. Portions of earthquake-prone Chile have been rocked by a 6.6 magnitude earthquake. USGS geophysicist Bruce Presgrave.
The quake is located just off the coast of the province of the region of Coquimbo. That's located about 250 miles north-northwest of Santiago.
Nobody hurt, thankfully. It was back in 2010. A quake in Chile killed more than 500 people. The Dow is booming in early trading right now. It's up by about 71 points. This is SRN News.
There's only one message that can change people's lives.
Join us for a historic television event from Billy Graham, The Cross, filled with hope.
I will make you new if you will let me.
With life, I realized that none of us is righteous, not even one.
With a new message from Billy Graham.
And with all my heart, I want to leave you with the truth.
The Cross. Check local listings or go to watchbillygraham.com.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambren can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambren Weight Loss. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambren Weight Loss. Call 1-800-830-8070. That's 1-800-830-8070.
A tunnel designed to smuggle drugs from Tijuana to San Diego was equipped with a lot of elaborate fixtures, according to U.S. officials. Derek Benner is with ICE Homeland Security in San Diego.
The passageway is 4 feet in height. It's approximately 3 feet wide. And it's equipped with an electronic rail system, an elaborate electrical system, as well as a ventilation system.
And authorities say they seized some 8.5 tons of marijuana along with 327 pounds of cocaine in connection with the discovery of the tunnel. They say it's a growing trend among the drug cartels to use such underground tunnels trying to smuggle their products into the United States. Walmart is pulling forward by nearly a month 7 big deals on items it normally sells at cheaper prices during the holidays. Things like TVs and tablets originally reserved for the day after Thanksgiving and so-called Cyber Monday. This year, shoppers will be able to purchase those items online starting shortly after midnight tonight. This is SRN News. Senate Republicans blocked the nomination of Representative Mel Watt to serve as head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency.
The vote was 56 to 42, but the nomination required 60 votes to proceed to final confirmation. Republicans said they would block the nomination because they wanted someone with more experience than Mel Watt when it comes to mortgage finance. As head of the agency, Watt would have overseen the mortgage finance giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Democrats defended Watt, saying he served more than 20 years on the House Financial Services Committee, which made him extremely qualified. Senator Harry Reid has reserved his right as majority leader of the Senate to revisit the nomination at a later time. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Cleanup work gets underway today in earnest today after flash floods hit central Texas, killing two men and prompting dozens of emergency rescues. Today will be a day of damage appraisals for the most part after up to 13 inches of rain. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's November 1st, 2013. It's a Friday. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, but I have Eric Wittstrom, my friend from, I'm from president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, but he's on because,
Linda's not here.
That's right. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've got Congressman Lamoff on the phone, but we'll get to him in just a minute. But first we go to our Wells Fargo advisor and another friend, Susan Eastman. Hey, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Eric. Well,
good morning.
Maybe averages are now mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 43 points at 15,589. The S&P 500 is up 4 points at 1761. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 2 points at 3,916. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Barrick Gold down $1.33 at $18.06. The Container Store Group, trading for its first day, is up $1.11 at $36.11. Bank of America up a dime at $14.07. For local bank stocks of interest, and Eric, I don't have your publicly traded stock this morning, Tri-Counties Bank is up 28 cents at $25.57. North Valley Bank down a dime at $18.80. Bank of Commerce up a penny at $5.51. Treasuries are lower along the curve. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.60% and the 30-year bond 3.67%. For commodities, gold is down $15 an ounce at $1,308. Silver down 2 pennies at $21. Crude oil trading down $1.22 at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 243-7561. They have anything that you have of interest to Wall Street, they'll be able to answer, give a lot of good advice. Again, 243-7561, our Wells Fargo advisors. Savannah, what's the weather look like for today and for this weekend?
Well, right now it is 44 degrees, going to get up to a high of 76, low of 51. Saturday, high of 70, low of 46. And Sunday's just going to get up to 62 degrees and a low of 43.
62 degrees. We're getting there.
Ooh,
we're
yes.
getting there. Hey, we'd like to welcome on the show our Congressman, Doug Lamoff. A good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Congressman Lamoff, I have Eric Wittstrom here with me, and he's my co-host. So,
morning, Doug.
Morning, Eric. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
So, how's it going?
Nice to be home.
Yes.
Hey, you know, Congressman, I've got a question. We're going to play our breaks and kind of fast and loose today because I want to get into a number of things here. What's the latest? You know, we were watching, of course, everybody was watching the congressional hearings with Catherine Sebelius there on the rollout. What's your take on all of this?
Somebody put up a contrast picture side by side that day that showed her speaking and at the same time logging onto the website. I think that was CNN that showed that the website was at that moment, not functioning. Did you see all that?
I didn't see that part. I know that she was saying this website isn't down, and I had heard that, you know, that, of course, it was down when she was talking.
Yeah, the website never crashes, and so they actually did a side-by, you know, double window on the TV screen of her saying that and then showing at that moment the website being crashed. So it's just an incredible job this administration is trying to do of basically, you know, how the Jedi mind trick, you just say one thing while another's happening. And it's really sad because, you know, the American people are the ones that are being put through this for the maybe 15% that are going to see something perhaps better with coverage or whatever. There's the other 85% that are going to be damaged either by higher prices for rates, you know, higher deductibles, higher costs of everything, or their doctor that they have been working with for years is going to opt out. I mean, we hear it time and time again, people that are, you know, a doctor says, if they don't get this thing figured out, I'm just going to retire. I know this firsthand with somebody right here in my community, that it's not worth it to them anymore to practice. And so you want to talk about having choices or good coverage or good actual health care delivery. This is just bringing on a multitude of problems. And, you know, Republicans have had ideas also on how to go about this. And so we have ideas on taking care of the people that are uninsurable, you know, the ones with pre-existing conditions. There's ways to attack this with high-risk pools, and also we're pushing legislation that's going to gain some momentum here pretty soon called the American Health Care Reform Act, which is approximately 200 pages instead of 2,500 pages, and we're actually going to read it before and allow the public to read it before pushing it forward. But the agenda in Washington isn't about the health care itself. It's about another government takeover of an important part of our lives.
You know, I think the part that that when something that she said that really concerned me, Sebelius, when she said about health care plans that didn't meet our standards. And when she said that, that cuts out a lot of people that all of a sudden now from I'm getting things from insurance experts that says now with the essential health benefits that you have to take things like pediatric dental and vision, no matter what your age, birth control, all these things, whether you need them or not, it's kind of like bundling on a cable channel. You've got to take 400, channels and you use eight.
Is there a hometown buffet in Reading?
Yes.
Okay. I know there's one in Chico. I have to eat at the Reading one. My kids will have to go to the Chico one sometimes for birthdays, but. You know, so if you walked in there and they said, this is a buffet, you can have anything you want, but you're required to take the broccoli, you have to take the cauliflower, you have to take, the liver and four or five other things, otherwise you're not allowed either in or out of here, okay? Do you think the kids are going to go there anymore? And is that really a buffet of your choosing or someone else's choosing? Funny example, but it's an arrogance of government saying, like, well, it doesn't, these health plans you have in place, they don't meet our standards, so even though you get to keep them, you only get to keep them if I like them, meaning the president or the administration. So it is not allowing the people a choice. And I just watched the president on a news conference last night saying how if you want substandard care or substandard plans, you're allowed to keep them. And that just takes it to a whole new height. I had to run it back on my TV. If you like the substandard plans, you can keep them. But no, we can't. You're kicking people off of them. The insurance companies are being told by the Obamacare apparatus that you can't offer these plans anymore, that they're somehow illegal. And so I don't know how he keeps stepping up this deception on this higher and higher with saying if you know, in the government's view, have a substandard plan, you can keep it. No, you can't. Hundreds of thousands in each state are being kicked off of their plan because that's what the insurance company's being told what they have to do.
Yeah, we just saw 100,000 policies canceled in New York. I bet that's going over big. Hey, Congressman, we've got to take a quick break. We come back. We got people on the phone for you, and then questions also in the chat room concerning immigration and a number of other things. So we'll be right back after these messages. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leita from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bont. And Linda, of course, is on assignment. And I have Eric Wistrom, the president of the Northern Division of the Five Star Bank, is with me. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I can't say enough about Martin and his people there. They will treat you correctly, professionally, and they're going to do great work for you. Give them a call at 221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. Homecomfort.org is their website. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman. Welcome back.
How's Eric doing in that co-pilot seat on the space shuttle?
I'm hanging on, Doug. I'm hanging on.
somebody, today we had a brand new business in town, and Henry, we're going to get to you in just a second. We had a brand new business in town that started a business, and we started talking about the fees in our city that they had to pay to start this business. They're just piling on. I can't believe it.
And it's probably fairly cheap in Reading compared to a Bay Area city, I suppose.
Yeah. It is.
I heard that some of our restaurant fees are more expensive than places like Dallas or in places like that.
Well,
yeah. Well, anyway. Okay. Hey, look. Let's go to the phones. Henry. Good morning. Do you have a question for the congressman?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. He's in a position to introduce a bill into the House, I presume. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Then why don't you put the monkey on their back, the Democrats, and introduce a bill that says that everybody in the United States, from the president to welfare, has to carry Obamacare. Now, that may sound a little bit over the line, but you got to realize that if you did that and it passed, and I can't understand why the Democrats wouldn't go along with it, the next election you could do away with Obamacare entirely.
That's because you'd have the votes in Congress and the House and the Senate to do away with it.
Okay, Henry, thanks. Thanks for the question, Henry. Congressman, I don't think people heard your response.
Yeah, that's been a strategy all along. It's been the president and the Democrats that have been fighting people to exempt when the law was starting to go through back in 2009, early 2010, because everybody wants to be exempted from it. So you have certain people in certain unions, you have other exemptions that don't have to be in it, even including, and it was a Republican senator, Chuck Grassley, who put in an amendment at the very end saying the members of the Congress and Capitol Hill staff have to be included, because that was left out initially. So they put that in, and every effort we've made is that we'd either like to actually exclude everybody from it. That's what we really want to do, but that if that isn't the case, then the people that are causing it are the ones that have to live with it also. That's just sending a terrible message. And so we're looking with various amendments, various legislation to actually move it that direction. I had to make that decision for my own staff. You know, I mean, I have great staff and care a lot about them, but we can't be exempting ourselves or our own people from this just because it's inconvenient for us. We should all be in the same situation as the lawmakers, as the people have to live with it. And what I'm really ultimately hoping for and working for is that we can exempt everybody from it and go back to something that's market-based, that doesn't make the doctors so disgusted that they want to just retire instead of being in a, you know, Soviet-style healthcare system. So that's what we truly want.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I'm hearing is that they're going to, this is going to be such a failure, they're going to come back and say, you know what, Medicare works so well, let's just put everybody like that in America under Medicare.
Well, they really want single payer, and they've been kind of deceptive about it up to this point. But heck, all the talking heads on the news and in the press, they're saying what we really wanted was single payer, so this is a compromise. So the government does want to run it in its entirety. And so if you like standing in long lines like they do in Canada for specialist treatment or in foreign countries, you know, why do you think all the innovation happens here in this country? It's because you have incentives, because you have the ability in a market situation to, when you innovate something, you can actually be rewarded for that innovation. That doesn't happen in Europe. Why do you think the most fantastic drugs are invented in the United States, not so much in countries where they have price controls? All that price control, all that other stuff is right in with what Hillary Care was nearly 20 years ago, what they've tried to accomplish with Obamacare now.
Let's go to the phones. Ann, good morning. Do you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa? Hello, Ann?
Yeah, I do. Hi.
Okay.
Good morning, Congressman. This
Hi,
is Ann, and I was listening to Congressman Jeff Denham on C-SPAN this morning,
mm-hmm.
and he said that he hopes that an immigration plan goes through this year, and I'm wondering, he said the number one priority is to make sure that our border is secure. Now, if that's the case, how can we ensure that that happens?
There isn't the trust right now or the ability to negotiate. I'm sorry, but the president has damaged so much the relationship between the Republican side of the aisle in the House and the Senate, and that trust factor is that how can we walk into a negotiation on immigration and have
right.
any confidence that what we put in place with securing the borders is actually going to be enforced when he has Eric Holder, who's actually a rogue attorney general. They don't enforce the laws on the books. They're very selective. And so I, at this moment, although I support a reform.
Oh, sorry, that was my 357 talking, excuse me.
That's very good. So don't give your last name, but make sure you have
no,
it. The border,
you know,
we don't have any have
Congressman
confidence
Denham
right now will be controlled any better than anybody else, because we don't believe we really have people that care about enforcing the law at the upper
yeah.
levels of that administration. And so,
Congressman Denham, I'll hang up as soon as I say this, but Congressman Denham said that they really should eliminate President Obama from the dialogue completely. It should be between the House and the Senate. Because there is a lot of bipartisan support to get a reasonable plan through. And anyway,
that's
hang
how
up
the legislative process starts. I mean, he can have input on it, but a bill usually starts in the Senate or the House, and if it has
yeah.
spending or taxation, it starts in the House. So,
yeah.
Hey, Ann, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Take care of that 357.
To elaborate on immigration
yeah.
reform, you know, the word reform is used very loosely in a lot of different ways across the spectrum of what we can be doing. But we're not going to get fooled. We actually had Roger Daltrey visit the Capitol a couple days ago for the a ceremony.
I saw that.
Don't get fooled again.
Bringing the Winston Churchill bust to the Statuary Hall inside the U.S. Capitol. I guess the president gave away the one that was in the White House. So Churchill, obviously an amazing leader for over the years. So his grandson came to speak. I mean, what a likeness he was. I got to meet them. And Roger Daltrey was also there from The Who, their lead singer, and at the end of it, he's saying, "Won't get fooled again," right?
Yeah, Obama,
and again,
funny watching the Democrats going, "Yeah, that's the appropriate song." Like, wait, who's fooling who here? You know, but anyway, the thing is, on immigration reform, and you hear the word comprehensive reform, I'm being very wary of that, because comprehensive means, oh, let's rush all the illegal immigrants already here to citizenship, and then maybe we'll get around to doing the border stuff, you know. So I think for many of us in the House side, we want to see very clear action taken on border control before we even start about to in what fashion we're going to deal with the illegal immigrants already here. I mean, I think we can get to the point where they can work through a restitution process and get a legal ID, but not the privileges of citizenship, because you have all the people waiting in line that are want to do it the correct way. So anyway, I'll look you back to your callers here, but there's a lot to this that I think requires extreme caution, because again, this is a very grave effect on our national sovereignty and our borders.
This could be Obamacare too, as far as I'm concerned. And you know, Congressman, when you have these hearings, I implore you to call in there people that have worked along the border, the border patrolmen. And I tell you what, the stories I hear are just absolutely horrifying, what's being done to them and how their hands are tied and how their job has become so much more dangerous. Hello?
Is that your phone?
No, it wasn't mine. I hope it wasn't mine. You know what? Do you think we're being snooped on here by the government?
It's the Lemurians.
let's go to our next caller. Bill, good morning. Do you have a question for the congressman?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate that. I'm wondering, why aren't there some impeachments going on right now in this country? Get rid of some of these guys. It's just beyond me why we can't impeach them. And I'll take my answer on
the
air.
House and the Senate?
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Are you talking members of the House and Senate? Hold on a minute.
Please. Okay, we've got it. We've got it. He went off and we just flipped over. Talking about, I think he was talking, yeah, he just said, how come we haven't started having impeachment hearings?
Well, unless they're caught with a freezer full of money or something like that, and criminal charges can be brought, it comes down to the elections. I know that's not the most satisfying answer for somebody who's frustrated with the process, if you want to call it that. But urban legislators have a base of people that think a heck of a lot differently than rural ones do, it seems. And so if you want to talk about impeachment at the upper level there, we've seen how tight that the Democrats in the Senate or in the House have clung to Obamacare. Just in this discussion, do you think there's any way that they're going to not defend this president? And when the Senate requires 2/3 votes to do that, there's just no way the number's there. So instead, that'll be just a big blowback on anybody that would want to bring that up politically and say, oh, you Republicans, all you're trying to do is just tear people down and not getting done. And that'll be the media narrative. And so unless you have clear criminal activity that can be shown and proven, any kind of impeachment at any level is not going to happen.
I know you can't answer this one, Doug, but I mean, you talk to your counterparts on the other side. And I mean, to the Democrats. Is there a feeling that there's a lack of leadership from the President of the United States on this, all the things that are happening?
They won't quite say that, but I do talk to a couple of them here and there about this healthcare thing, and yeah, they wouldn't want their names used and stuff, but they know there's problems. They know that with the way this thing was rolled out.
There must be a high level of
problems, and that they would like to, within their own caucus, have some discussions. But one I was talking to, this person brought it up, and they just get slammed. They get, you know, Mrs. Pelosi and the rest of the leadership, because they know this is their baby. They know this is their signature thing. They've been wanting it for years and years, since Hillary Care, since Ted Kennedy in the 70s, since going really all the way back to the New Deal in the 30s. They want the government to run this stuff, and that they've gotten it done. I think they were willing to fall on the sword and lose elections in 2010 and lose the House for a while, that majority, because now they have this third rail thing in here. Obamacare is the next great society thing. And once they have it in place and the courts rule that it's a right, you know, then we're just stuck with this albatross into perpetuity. And I think that's the way they see it. It's like, if we can just exert control over this, we'll take the hits now politically, but back in the near future, once we can start demagoguing the Republicans for this or like food stamps or anything else, then, you know, with the compliant press, they can, you know, beat the crud out of us all the time and see how uncaring we are, even though it is the people's money. It is the people's policy here that the government is running into the ground with the way they regulate it, tax it, etc.
Well, that's, Doug, there must be, you know, and as you said, they won't speak openly about it, but there must be a high level of frustration with what's going on and the rollout and the, and just the poor execution of, you know, their landmark bill. And, you know.
Eric, they know they have a problem in 2014 in the election.
Exactly. It's going to be a pork chop around their neck.
Well, the only problem is, the Republicans are being blamed for the shutdown. I mean, I have people write to me or complain to me saying, Doug voted for the shutdown. Like, you know, look at every example of what we did for the last month. There's no bill that says vote for shutdown.
Right.
We put many alternatives out there to send over to the Senate, and it was Harry Reid that wouldn't even address them or let them come to a vote, said, nope, we want it our way or the highway. So we had a full continuing resolution that had everything in it except for some of the Obamacare portions that we could control, which wasn't very much of it, to be honest with you. But, you know, we took that stab at it because we knew with the exchanges coming online there was going to be problems, that the costs were going to be overrun. And so, in a way, with that and the compliant media, we kind of put ourselves, you know, you could see the car wreck starting to happen, and the Republicans essentially drove a bicycle out to the middle of the car wreck in the way we're being perceived. Never did we vote to say, hey, let's have a shutdown, because when that happened, we started putting measures forward to fund the national parks, to fund veterans issues, the military, a whole litany of pieces of the continuing resolution / budget that were important and pertinent. We didn't have an EPA one, though. So anyway.
Well, that's good. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. This last portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Your neighbors making great deals for you on Hondas, Nissans, Lincolns, Dodge Rams, and Fords right here at Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMoffa. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come back. And, Ruth, hang on. We'll get to you right after the break.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want: a fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Yeah, hit me with your best shot. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda's on assignment today. My co-host Eric Woodstrom, of course, of Five Star Bank. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for veterans, seniors, great haircuts, great prices, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We've been talking Obamacare, shutting down the government. And welcome back, Congressman. Thanks for being with us today on our regular monthly roundup.
Glad to be on.
And let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning. Do you have a question for the Congressman?
I do. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Doug. Good morning,
Hi.
Eric.
Morning.
Hey, I have a question. They keep suggesting that California is the model for this Obamacare, that California is successful signing up all of these people. And I just have to wonder, I'm looking at an article from L.A. where they're talking about the increases to California's individual payers, and 160,000 Kaiser members, and that's pretty much an all-inclusive type of deal, but they're getting canceled, and a lot of them have pre-existing conditions because Kaiser didn't opt into the exchange. So they're, to me, it looks like patient dumping, but, you know, who would want to say that? So you have 160,000 people being dumped from Kaiser. You have the UPS drivers, their spouses not being covered. You have IBM, the retired IBMs being not being able to pick their own insurance. They have to belong to whatever IBM has decided that they should belong to, which is basically what they're looking at for employers in the next year or so. They'll get the option of either creating their own little insurance thing, supplement, or whatever. My question to you is that, how did California become the model? Because we set up our exchange and people were able to sign up without really looking at the cost of the what it's going to cost a lot of these folks, and a lot of people are having to pay higher deductibles now for a lesser product, from what I'm seeing in the paper anyway. And my question to you is, the numbers of the either undocumented or alien, I don't want to use that if it's not politically correct, but
well, go ahead.
What are those numbers here in California? Obviously, since we're working, why don't we have those numbers at least?
The numbers of which?
Those numbers of people have signed up in California. Are they undocumented? Are they the poor? Or
oh, okay.
Have never
well,
had
they don't
insurance
want you to have the numbers, because what they're probably embarrassed about is the numbers are so low at this point. When you know, you keep hearing different things because we can't get reliable information. But when it's along the lines of like eight people signed up in this state within the first 3 days, like eight, you know, single digits, really, it's not going well for them. So they want to wait till mid-November to release the first round of numbers, so they at least are, you know, nationwide in the five digits or six digits of people that not only have gotten on the website and gotten through after they've given all their personal information to an unsecure website or to navigators that have been vetted, that they actually will have a number that they believe they can show as respectable later on. So
well, surely California,
we don't really
has
know
numbers.
But we do know the numbers that are released by Kaiser and other folks of how many people are going off. And you brought up a very key thing, is that people that are already in a health plan or in a system that were ahead of time on a condition that is now becoming a pre-existing condition when you have to go get a new plan, they're in a very dangerous situation because of this. And they're really being ill-served by this process, because once this thing goes through and then the people that had a condition that was covered under a previous plan and now becomes a pre-existing condition in order to step into a new plan, and if the system fails as likely as it is going to, now they're out there in the open market once again with a pre-existing condition. Now, what could work in this is that I mentioned a little while ago, Republican Study Committee has legislation that we want to roll out on called the American Healthcare Reform Act. It's going to address pre-existing conditions, which we've unsuccessfully, before I was there, or recently, because you know, the Democrats want to go in a direction of single payer. They don't want a market approach. They don't want something that keeps the freedom, that keeps, you know, insurance companies around. They want the government to be the insurance company. So what you get to with California being a model, it's no more a model than anywhere else. California has embraced this before it was even in place. When I was a state legislator, they were trying to put laws forward to start implementing Obamacare before it had even hardly passed at the federal level. There's a bill called SB 810, I remember, that was passing while Obamacare was failing. But, you know, that said, the state, due to the nature of this legislature, has already embraced it and is trying to be ahead of Obamacare. So if it shows some slightly successful, more successful numbers of getting people into the website or what have you than average, that might be something. But the state system, if you want to look at Medi-Cal as any kind of example of how the state has worked it, Medi-Cal has the worst level of reimbursement to the health care providers that actually do the work of anywhere. And every day, more and more of them drop off because the state cuts the reimbursement that the doctors, the clinics, the hospitals are paid to do the work for the people that are on the government.
Well, isn't that where California gets their hundreds of thousands of people that are enrolled in California Care? Because Medi-Cal and Medicaid were rolled over into it, and a lot of people who aren't even Californians or who aren't even United States citizens signing up for it. And the other thing is that the voter registration is part of it. So
it's an agenda because they push that hard. So, and the people that are being paid to go out and promote this are generally the ones getting the political favor or have been favorable to the administration in the past. When you have ACORN people and you have, you know, public employee union people and even school kids crying out loud doing this.
Hey, Ruth,
well,
we've got
thank
to. Thanks a lot, Ruth, for your.
And thank you for your representation.
I appreciate it.
And just am a fan. So, and have a good day, Carl.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ruth.
Bye-bye.
See you soon. Congressman, we want to take a real quick break here, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about veterans issues.
Covers for Marines?
Yeah. You know what? I put that in my blog, Time Under the Helmet on Reading.com. And I had this one lady, really nice, but she came back and she said, "Oh, that's not true. You've been spoofed." And I said, "I wish I'd been spoofed." But I got that out of the, I read that in the Marine Corps Times, and I think that they're pretty, I think they knew what they were talking about there, that this is one of the covers that are under, the hats that are under consideration.
No, don't make Eric in the co-pilot seat have to wear the female one. Okay?
Well, just the male one was, anyway,
the new one, yeah,
the new one. I do want to, talk to you about, veterans issues in the sense that of the, I know that you are really hammering away at trying to get this backlog fixed in that you're taking a lot of action. I want to talk to you a little bit about that when we get back. All right. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, Eric Wittstrom here, flying the right seat. You always fly the right seat here.
The wrong one.
we'll be right back after these messages.
All right.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You know, I tell Savannah, find me some hot rock stuff that we come rolling in here. It's going to be like we're coming in guns hot. You know, fingers on the trigger, too close for rockets, switching to guns. And I get that.
Well, it was going to be Paradise City, but then I didn't get the rock part.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to our friends by Orchard Nutrition. Not only do they have an in-store deli, but they have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements here in the North State. And they are the North State's nutrition experts. Give them a call at 244-9141 or head on down to 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. I can tell you, too, that for Amazing Foods for Life, they have gluten-free foods that are just absolutely outstanding and tasty. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and he's joined us here for our regular monthly update, and we've been talking about a lot of things. Of course, I'm joined here by Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. And, Doug, we were talking, I want to talk veterans issues. I know you were here for the opening of the Veterans Home.
That was
wasn't that great?
What a perfect day. Wow. And great crowd there, and we saw a lot of our veteran friends around that have been waiting a lot of years for, too many years. Really, from when the original legislation passed in, I think, 2000 or 2001, here it is finally. I mentioned that, you know, as a farmer, if you have an idea, you generally, you know, scratch out your plan and go jump on your grader or jump on your backhoe and go get started, right? But, well, we know the permit process and financing isn't that simple. But to have it take 13 years instead of, say, 5, you know.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Really frustrating for the veterans that could have been served all this.
Well, you know, I appreciate you being here. And I noticed that some of our other Nielsen was here. Another senator, and see, Brian Daly was here, but one of our other senators that's going to be serving us wasn't. I noticed the absence of him. But the part I also liked was what, the Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, James Taylor, said. And what he said was, he wasn't pointing at you, he was talking to California and their treatment of veterans. And he spoke the truth and he spoke from his heart, and it just really struck a chord with the crowd. I know that you are fighting because I've seen it, I've seen the results of it. I know you're fighting for veterans right now, and especially the ones that are hung up in the VA system.
It's deplorable what that system has got going on, and to have people being paid bonuses. I mean, how could you even in good conscience accept a bonus if you're a director of, like the Oakland one is one of the worst, you know, back in Pennsylvania, I think it's Pittsburgh, where they have the Legionnaire's disease problem where veterans are dying because of the conditions. And, you know, that guy got a $63,000 bonus or some number. You know, how do you have that happen under your watch and not want to, you know, give part of your salary back or even just resign or something? But we are working very hard on this issue, and we're pursuing that the veterans' claims need to be done timely and not take decades. And the Oakland office is, we think, maybe the worst. And what happens down there? Well, we hope to have some a good report back for you on what we've been able to try and accomplish there within, you know, a couple more months or whatever. But the bureaucracy circles its wagons and protects itself at any level of government in any area of government here. And we have, and don't get me wrong here, we have some really good people in the VA and our local folks at the Veterans Service Office. They get it. They have a compassion for it. The people, you know, that are spooling up the Veterans Home, you know, Linda Hartman there, great folks that really have a heart and passion for helping veterans. And so we don't want to taint that with what the ugliness of the basically, you know, what rolls downhill from the top is happening. So I've had to do some things in the Washington offices as well to make some things happen there. And
well, you're looking actively. You're actively looking for people that have had problems with it that have been waiting years. I know your offices are out always asking, you know, who's gotten hung up in this the Byzantine labyrinth of the VA healthcare for looking for that put in claims. I know that I know you're looking for them actively so you can fix it from at least try and fix it from your position.
Yeah, we want to collect people's stories on it. We want to hear where the successes are, so we know how to apply that to other aspects. There's also a Reno center that we have a little better luck with that, you know, maybe people should apply to go to Reno when they have to deal with the regional directors, et cetera. But, you know, Oakland needs to be fixed big time. There's some bad attitudes down there. And but there's good people also within that that want to see good things happen. So you always have to remember that.
Yeah, you can't throw everything. It's like, you know, even like Obamacare, there are some good ideas in it. But it, you know, so, but
nothing,
it's how it's instituted. Yeah.
Because we all understand that there's a need for people's pre-existing conditions to have an out on that. Right now, the only out is maybe the emergency room to do it on a piece-by-piece basis instead of longer term. The American Healthcare Reform Act, which we're working on in the Republican Study Committee, is a measure that would be able to go at that in a specified way instead of the scattergun approach where we're going to take the whole American healthcare system and ruin it in order to apply towards either the uninsurable or the pre-existing condition types of situations. That if you specialize and address that area, we can have success. It's still going to be a cost to the taxpayer, but as we know, the poor will always be among us. We just got to figure out how to address helping them in a way that makes sense with the smallest possible bureaucracy and the best possible delivery. That's what we're after.
Congressman, we want to take one last little break here, but when we come back, hopefully you can address some things that are positive that are happening there in the, I mean, you can, yeah. Can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just some things that maybe we haven't heard about, you know, things that will have an impact, you know, a favorable impact back here in the North State because, you know what, everybody is so wrapped up in, you know, Obamacare, Benghazi. I mean, I didn't want to get into Benghazi, what's happening to the military, and I don't think people really realize what's happening to the military yet. The IRS, the snooping, I mean, everything. It is just, so much.
Leave a positive close here. You better talk about something else.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, we need to come up with something positive. It's a Friday here, and, you know, something that I just saw in my chat room. Oh, Blue Shield of California just terminated 119,000 customers last month. I mean, oh. So, when we come back, you know.
Arnold was in D.C. the other day, if you want to talk about terminating, but.
Yeah, that's right, he was, wasn't he?
Is he trying to change the Constitution here so he can run?
Not gonna happen.
I don't think so. Okay, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is our guest. We'll be right back.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Eric Wistrom, Linda's on assignment today. Savannah Cove is with me here. It's 44 degrees right now. It's going to be great weather the rest of the weekend. And I tell you what, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. What can I say? Seniors and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated. It's competitive prices. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends to them. Give them a call at 365-3793, 365-3793. Congressman Doug LaMalfa is our guest today. Eric Wistrom is with me in here from Five Star Bank, president of Northern Division of Five Star Bank. And I appreciate you being here today.
It's my
Eric.
Pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
You know, we've gone through a lot of things today from adopting out pets to, yes. Subs to fighting the city taxes and all that. And now Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who has just kind of filled us in on Obamacare and immigration and,
the
veterans issues.
Yep.
But now, we've got like 6 minutes left for you to just buoy everybody's enthusiasm.
Get us fired up.
Yeah, have us float out of here with feeling good here, Congressman.
Two things this week that were actually, you know, uppers for me, I guess, was the Churchill bust being, inducted into the U.S. Capitol. And to have, you know, Churchill's grandson over there speaking about the relationships, as important as it is, still between our two countries, the U.S. and Britain. And, you know, we have this thing where they've been spying on foreign leaders and things like that with phone taps and all that stuff. He wasn't worried about that. He said, you know, that's a temporary setback in our relations here where, you know, everybody spies on everybody, right? Well, it may not be completely right, but at least this is a man who's in their parliament, basically their Congress, that said, you know, our relationship and tending to it is much more important than that. And I was really just buoyed by that. So, again, his name is Nicholas Soames, and he's the grandson of Winston Churchill. So I actually got to meet him for a minute.
Well, you know,
what a gracious guy and what a gracious attitude he had. And why can't we have that even within our own system when our government, our nation, our budget is in crisis, that we could have pulled together during the shutdown and said, let's minimize the effect on veterans, on our parks, on all these other things, and instead we ran into a stonewall when Republicans put out ideas and actual legislation and sent them right over to the Senate. Let's address this today. We'll fix the stuff we disagree on later. And then I'd cap it off with a Natural Resources Subcommittee hearing the other day, too, where the topic was threatening and bullying by government agencies on private landowners or on the public lands that they are adjacent to or lease, right? So the people on that panel were just good Western Americans that came in and said, you know, all we want to do is figure out how to get along and comply and do the things right for our ranching, our farming, for our timber operations, all that. And we're getting beat up. We're getting threatened. We're getting kicked off due to arbitrary things done by basically environmentally organization-run agencies. But I got to go out and have a drink with one of them afterward, and what a great guy this was, a humble, great rancher American here who just, well, you know, I don't want to come here and cause problems or be disrespectful. Like, no, sir, you have every right to speak in counter to what your government is doing to you. But he was just so grateful I would spend some time with him. And I thought, no, sir, you're the one that I get to spend time with. And that it reinvigorated me to have those two things happen this week.
You know, one of the things that that I wanted to also address is we talk about reaching out to the other side. Is it too late? It's not too late for that. It can't be too late for that. Do y'all? I mean, like, you go into one of your counterparts that's a Democrat and say, "Hey, let's go have lunch. I'll buy."
You know. A lot of what you see on the TV, unfortunately, is theater. You know, those floor speeches, and I'm, you know, I'm biased here, but I would say the ones that we do on our side, we actually get to the policy, to the guts of what's going on with what we're talking about. And the other side, they stand there and they point fingers over at the Republicans and say, you're taking food away from kids and all this and that. Like, that isn't even close to what the policy is. So they're dealing in that rhetoric. But that said, it's like after a football game when they're knocking the snot out of each other during the plays, and then they can meet in the middle of the field and talk and chat, or somebody can have a prayer. We have that opportunity, but I think it happens more so in deep crisis, like 9/11, when these barriers get knocked down a little bit, or maybe one of our own is falls ill or something happens like that. It takes something to really shake it up that way, and I'm not sure what it's going to be right now because the rhetoric is being fueled by, well, I mean, sorry, but this president has been extremely effective at dividing the sides of this thing because he's got the bully pulpit, the big microphone, and it day in, day out, these misconceptions that are made by what we're trying to do here. You know, I mean, on the Republican side, we're not these bad, evil people. We're just trying to take care of what the citizens have asked us to be stewards for them. That includes their tax dollars, which means their time. And so we have to respect that. And government, when you look at their budgeting, they have no plan. They have, on the Senate side, on the White House, there's no plan to ever even try to balance the budget or ever curtail the increase of the debt limit, you know. So they were talking about giving the president just the strict authority and taking it away from the Congress to have any say over the debt limit. I mean, what is that going to do for us? It's we're creating an oligarchy there or something. This isn't.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. That was one of Feinstein's or Boxer's and Schumann's ideas.
Yeah, Schumer. So if they want to reject that responsibility, then don't run for office again. But the Congress, where spending starts, and the debt limit is part of that. needs to have a say. I mean, we don't like having to make that vote or that decision on raising the debt limit, if indeed we deem, see that as necessary, because it's just a function of a budget that doesn't balance. You know, if it isn't going to balance, you're in a deficit. You're going to have to borrow more in order to get through this year's credit card usage. But so the single focus we really need to have is to bring the lines together on the imbalance of the budget. You know, we have a certain amount of income that comes in, and we spend higher than that level. Until we bend that curve on spending down to reach the income that comes in, or here's a thought, why don't we promote things in the economy to get the economy strengthened again and bring that curve up?
Yeah, more money coming in because better economy.
A fair level of taxation, not just raising taxes, but people are okay with a fair level of taxation, but they think we're being good stewards of it.
Yeah.
Building the highways and the bridges.
Congressman, we have to run.
Okay.
We really appreciate you being on and hope to see you soon.
Keep the cover dry, and we'll be glad to talk to you again.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Congressman Doug Lamoff is our guest. Eric Wistrom, Five Star Bank's been with me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here today.
It's always
Eric.
A pleasure.
Hey, tonight, football. We're talking down in Cottonwood. We are going to have, Nate will be on tonight at 6 p.m. with a football game tonight. Next week, a lot of things happening next week. Have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
More wrong with Obamacare than just broken promises and a failed website. Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells the Salem Radio Network that he's concerned about fraud, scammers claiming they're going to help people sign up for coverage.
I guarantee you that you will have cases of rogue individuals out there doing this who either will use it to steal your identity or just don't even enroll you at all. They just take the fee and disappear. And before you know it, you wake up one day and realize, hey, the person who signed me up for this never did anything.
The 2012 presidential race might have looked very different. New book says the idea of replacing Vice President Biden with Hillary Clinton was floated within the Obama reelection campaign. Former White House Chief of Staff Bill Daley on CBS This Morning.
It was looked at, but it was never seriously looked at in the sense that there was a belief that it ought to be done or needed to be done.